Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. I'm pleased to have with us in the studio this morning, Diane Van Gulik of the Muruck Family Center on Aging. Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. Good to be here.
Good to have you. I got to spend a couple days with you at the health fair a couple weeks
ago,
but it's always good to have you back in the studio.
Yeah.
Y'all got a big event coming up.
We do.
It's hard. I can't believe it's already May.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm that person where I always get to the next month, and I can't believe we're here. But a week from today, next Saturday, is your big Hanging in the Hangar event.
That's right.
Tell us all about it.
So this is our annual fundraiser. And, of course, most people know that we are a nonprofit, so we rely on fundraisers and donations from the community to keep our programs going. So on Saturday, May 11th, from 5 to 8, we're going to be out at the Baxter County Airport in Midway at the main terminal. We've never been in that venue before, so that's going to be fun.
How unique. I mean, by far, you get the award for most unique event location.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You walk in, and we're going to have a silent auction set up. Mm-hmm. And we've also got a dementia experience tour set up for people who want to see what it feels like maybe to live with the impairments that come with dementia. So that's something new. We've never done this at the fundraiser before. And then we will have some fantastic food. And staff is providing a barbecue dinner for us.
Fun.
So, and then the band is the Katie Laney Project Band.
They're really
very
good.
Excited. Yes.
If you haven't had the chance to hear them, they are really, really good.
They're terrific. We are looking forward to that. Then the Rock City Boxers have a special surprise for us. So, I don't even know everything. So
the Rocksteady Group has kind of become the rock star group of this area.
That's
would you
right.
say?
Yes. Yes. They are amazing people who are very determined to fight back against Parkinson's disease. And it's awesome because we get to see some great improvements when they start participating in our exercise program. And they're going to come and show you a little bit of what they do. And there's some dancing or something involved there too, so it'll be fun.
For someone who is not familiar with your Rocksteady group, tell us the origins of how this group came to be.
Okay, so we're getting ready to celebrate 3 years in July, which talk about time flying.
I know, but it almost kind of feels like they've been around forever too.
Yes,
is that
it
fair?
Does.
It's weird.
It is. That is very fair because it's crazy. But we work out over at the athletic club. We have our own building over there that we use. And we use boxing as the exercise because it's the most demanding sport out there. And they believe that the more demanding exercise, the better it is for your brain. But with Parkinson's disease, dopamine is lost. Mm-hmm. And that is what is used to communicate to the rest of your body to move. Just to take steps, those things that we take for granted, people with Parkinson's disease have to be very intentional. They may have what we call freezing moments, and that's where they can't even get their feet to move. And we have to find ways to cue them to get their feet to even move sometimes. But so anyway, we started 3 years ago just about, and this came about. This is an international program. It first aired a few years ago. Leslie Stahl, her husband has Parkinson's disease. They live up in New York. And he had started participating.
From CBS News?
They had been participating in the Rocksteady up there. And so she did a whole program feature on that gym up there. And one of my guys, who was exercising with us at the time, just in passing said to me, did you watch the Leslie Stahl program last night? And he has Parkinson's disease, this guy that was telling me about it. I was like, no, I didn't. He said, it's boxing for people with Parkinson's. Do you think that's something we could do here? And I was like, no, that's counterintuitive. That boxing, because you think of Muhammad Ali and that repeated punching in the head thing caused Parkinson's for him. But anyway, I went online and I researched it a little bit. And then after that was like in November, after the first year, after the holidays, it came back up again. And it was like, yes, we need to do this. When we kind of grew in our understanding of the program. So
first,
we
first in the state of Arkansas.
We are the first in the state of Arkansas. Yes.
Now I'm going to pat you on the back. Okay, I know the answers to some of these. I want everyone else to know too.
There are six gyms in the state of Arkansas now, but yes, we were the first.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
That's our claim to fame there. It's awesome. So yeah, we just have been going strong. We started with seven. We have 36 fighters now.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea the class had grown so much.
Yeah. So,
it's a mixed bag of emotions. I didn't realize there were so many people in need of that, but we're so thankful that we have you guys to provide it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the community's been a part of that. We have 17 volunteers over there now helping us, and we literally could not do that without them. They are there every class to help assist these people because, you know, a lot of them could fall while they're exercising because balance impairment is part of Parkinson's disease. And so we need people there just spotting them. We need people there that are encouraging them, just kind of push outside what they think they can do, a little tough love there. And then we have coaches. We have several great coaches that have become certified with Rock Steady Boxing. So
Is it a hard sell sometimes for patients to believe in themselves to the point to where I can do this too?
It is for some. There are some who just getting them there the first time, that's the hurdle. But if we can get them there the first time, in most cases, they get the bug. You know, they get bit by the bug and they're like, oh, I'm coming back, and they don't look back. And they're like, why did I wait so long?
We always hear about the physical improvements and growth that can be had through this class.
Yeah.
But the camaraderie, teamwork, I mean, it's got to be something that's so unique and so special to this group.
Yeah. Well, when you're fighting something together, you know, you have something in common and you're doing it together. And they get together three times a week for this class, 90-minute sessions.
90 minutes.
Yeah. So they're working hard together. And we hear them. They talk about their medications, the side effects. They talk about their impairments or, like, if they're struggling with something, someone else may say, hey, have you tried this? You know, so they give each other tips, strategies for managing the disease. But it's like a family over there. I've heard several of them talk about that. It's like an extended family.
And too, the spouses or the caregivers or the loved ones that are there with them, I mean, they benefit from it just as much as well.
Yeah. A lot of them had been alone as a caregiver in the process, in the journey, and now they have a huge support system for them too, which is amazing because caregivers, it takes a toll. It really does. And just having a network of support there for them is a huge thing.
Kudos to you. And that's why hanging in the hangar is so important. And tickets are $30.
$30. Or if you want to buy them in couples, $50 for two. So, yeah.
There you go. Best way to get them, call you at the house.
Yeah, come by the Maruck Center. We love company. We're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. And just drop in and we'll get you some tickets. Or you can call me if you need to at 508-3881. And I can hand deliver tickets too.
There you go.
We're holding them at the front for you.
It's like your very own DoorDash right
here. That's right.
In person.
Here you go.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Diane Van Gulick of the Maruck Family Education Center on Aging. Again, the hanging out in the hangar. It used to be hang out in the hangar, didn't it?
No, I don't think so. Hanging out in the hangar.
Well, in my mind, it used to be that, but hanging out in the hangar is coming up next Saturday again. It's at the airport. What a cool event that is, just to be able to go out, you know, if you haven't been there yet before, or if it's been a long time, it'd be fun to go out there and see. It's going to be under the big tent in Midway next Saturday from 5 until 8, live entertainment featuring the Katie Laney Project, and you got great food, silent auction items, a cakewalk, all kinds of good stuff. For more information, you can always contact Diane at the Murdoch Center at 508-3880. Again, that's 508-3880. You know, I still like to call the 508-1000 number and ask to be transferred.
Please, that's so much easier to
remember. Please, Baxter Regional, don't ever get rid of 508-1000. The nice person who always answers. So, hey, you've got a big, huge calendar of events coming up for the next couple months. Lots of things going on. Summer is no vacation at the Murdoch Center.
No, it's still a very busy place during the summer. So I want to talk a little bit about our new support groups that we're adding in May. We have a chronic pain management support group that's going to meet the second Thursday of each month at 3 o'clock. And that is facilitated by Lockie Jones. She's a licensed clinical social worker out at the family clinic on Market. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be leading that. And then we're also going to start a depression support group on the third Thursday of each month. Both of those are at 3 o'clock, one right after the other. And Lockie will be facilitating that as well. We've had lots of people ask over the years, can you have these support groups? And finally, you know, it's like, yes, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's needed. Both of those are much needed.
How does it work? I mean, in your mind, you picture everybody sitting in a circle drinking a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that basically what it is? I mean, and you just kind of go through some different scenarios and talk about resources that are available?
It's highly educational. So like Lockie will have a topic that she'll mm-hmm. discuss, and it opens up, generates a lot of questions. And a lot of times in support groups, what happens is somebody might share, you know, a problem. The other one will say, but this is how I dealt with that. Mm-hmm. And so it may work for them too. It mm-hmm. may not, but it might. So they'll try it. So they get tips and strategies from each mm-hmm. other just to help them in their daily management of whether it's chronic pain, depression, anxiety. So, but it's very educational. Lockie, that's important to her. But then the encouragement, the support, mm-hmm. just the reminder, hey, you're not alone with this, is a huge thing for people too.
For our senior population, our retired groups, or are those numbers increasing with the number of folks that are dealing with the chronic pain, the depression, the anxiety?
Yeah, because you know what goes along with a
They're
lot
all
of that.
They're kind of connected.
They are very connected. What goes along with that is isolation. I mean, when you have a lot of pain all the time, every day, do you feel like going out? Or if you have the depression, the anxiety, it's hard to go out in large crowds, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So that isolation, just withdrawing from, you know, life basically is just huge. And it's common. It's a common thread through a lot of our seniors in the area. Some of them too are caregivers, like we talked about before. They become very isolated. They can't get away because of their caregiving duties, and they become depressed.
Well, and it's almost like Groundhog Day for them. Mm-hmm. Every day is basically the same day repeated.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to put it. I've heard them describe that kind of mundane mm-hmm. in a way, and that can be kind of depressing. So, yes, it's very common in our area. I think it's probably common everywhere.
You know, it's interesting, though, with all the different things that you've talked about, the connectivity between people. Mm-hmm. And being able to express what they're going through is the common thread through all these things. And you've been with the house for a long time now. You've seen that, you know, really blossom and take off.
Right. You know, I've done exercise for quite a while, and I've always just, you know, like exercise is the most important thing or whatever. And my paradigm has shifted, you know, and I see that exercise, a huge part of exercise is really the socialization and the connection with doing something together. And whether it's to beat Parkinson's or a caregiver dealing with dementia, having another caregiver that's dealing with dementia also, but just that camaraderie and socialization, you just can't separate it from the physical. It's just so important. If you want to exercise, having that socialization involved in it will keep you going back for more exercise.
The accountability,
just knowing somebody's watching for you to be there.
Or you were missed.
That's right. You know, and we at the Maroc Center, when you exercise with us, if you miss two or three times, you're going to get a phone call from one of the other participants. They're going to call and check on you and let you know you were missed. Yeah.
That's what was always so good about church. If you didn't show up, or they would call and be like, "We missed you," and I'm like, "I promise,
you?
I'll be back." But I mean, it goes hand in hand.
It does. Yeah.
Again, hanging out. I'm gonna get this event right before.
There's
it
not
happens,
even a G on the end of hanging.
I know. Hanging out in the hangar again 1 week from today at the Ozark Regional Airport main terminal in Midway, 5 until 8. If you want a ticket, they're $30 each, or if $50 for a couple, you can call Diane at 508-3880. Hey, good luck with the event.
Thank you.
Tell Paul and Janet we said hello.
I will. Thank you.
Take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.